Blackstone Audiobooks presents The Natural by Bernard Malamud. Dedication. For my father. Pre-game. Roy Hobbs pawed at the glass before thinking to prick a match with his thumbnail and hold the spurting flame in his cupped palm close to the lower berth window. But by then he had figured it was a tunnel they were passing through, and was no longer surprised at the bright side of himself holding a yellow light over his head, peering back in. As the train yanked its long tail out of the thundering tunnel, the kneeling reflection dissolved, and he felt a splurge of freedom at the view of the moon-hazed western hills, bulked against night, broken by sprays of summer lightning, although the season was early spring. Lying back, elbowed up on his long side, sleepless, still, despite the lulling train, he watched the land flowing, and waited with suppressed expectancy for a sight of the Mississippi, 1,000 miles away. Having no timepiece, he appraised the night and decided it was moving toward dawn. As he was looking, there flowed along this bone-white farmhouse with sagging skeletal porch, alone in untold miles of moonlight, and before it this white-faced, long-boned boy, whipped with train whistle yowl a glowing ball to someone hidden under a dark oak, who shot it back without thought. And the kid once more wound and returned. Roy shut his eyes to the sight, because if it wasn't real, it was a way he sometimes had of observing himself, just as in this dream he could never shake off, that had hours ago waked him out of a sound sleep, of him standing at night in a strange field with a golden baseball in his palm that all the time grew heavier, as he sweated to settle whether to hold on or fling it away. But when he had made his decision, it was too heavy to lift or let fall. We wanted to hold that.